I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 17th of July, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus, answering Pontius Pilate, said, "My kingdom is not from here." And then we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 15. "Take heed," Jesus says, "and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." To covet something is to want something that's not yours and something that you probably don't really need, but you just want it. My dear friends, I've seen it so many times. We don't need half of the stuff we've got in our homes, do we? And I'm talking to myself as well. You know, there are things that we love. There are things that we really want, but we don't need them. And that is a big danger. Do you remember that story of that man that worked so hard all his life? He scraped, he scrimped, he lived on the smell of an oil rag, as they say. He worked so hard, but it came at the expense of his family. It came at the expense of relationships. He became unpopular. He wasn't very well loved. And he saved it up and he bought gold. And he bought lots of gold. In fact, he had a suitcase full of gold bars. And then he died and he went to heaven. And he took that suitcase with him. And when he got to heaven, the Lord asked him, "What have you got in that suitcase?" And he said, "I've got my possessions, the things that I have coveted all my life, and I've brought them with me." And the Lord took him outside and he said, "You see, the streets here in heaven are paved with gold." It's worthless. Oh, my friend, today, please start to focus on eternal things. I'm talking about relationships with your loved ones. Work on those things. Don't work on things which rust and moth will destroy, things which have no eternal benefit. That's what Jesus said to Pilate. He said, "This is not my kingdom. My kingdom is in heaven." Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.